stadium where the Thayer Bobcats are going to have the ball to start this game, Statman Adam. And that's what the Bobcats have wanted all year long. Mountain Grove actually won the toss. They deferred. Bobcats said, we want football. And that is, that's something that a lot of teams like to defer. But the Thayer Bobcats, they want that ball. We talked about this throughout the season. Thayer wants the football. They want to go down and score. They want to put you in a hole to start. And if nothing else, they want to bring the ball out around midfield and then punt it and pin you down on your end of the field. So great strategy for the Thayer Bobcats and head coach Briar Hancock. By the way, assisting the head coach Briar Hancock, Jack Speed, Tyler Johnston, Luke Martin, Greg Gonzalez, Jacob Ekman, Greg Dixon, and Jacob Womack. And, of course, for the Mountain Grove Panthers, they're coached by the legendary Dan Spolford, who was so successful over at Ava for so many years. He is, has his assistants out there, Rusty Emery, Bob Vandiver, Josh Carlton, John Scanlon, Jamison Kane, Andy Amos, Josh Kampula, and Donnie Anderson. And the Mountain Grove Panthers with the ball ready to boot it off. And Cornell Washington going deep for the Thayer Bobcats along with, I believe, Corbin Taylor. We'll see what happens here. Maroon uniforms for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Bobcats wearing the road whites with the green helmet and the green numbers slapped on the jerseys. We are ready for the SCA Championship game. The Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers, here we go. Kick is going to go all the way back. Hit at the 10-yard line. Oh, the Bobcats let it bounce. And Cordell Washington picks it up at the goal line. Looking to get some room to run. Gets out and about the 20-yard line before he's brought down. Man, oh, man. Bobcats with a mix-up. Back there receiving that ball, I think Corbin thought that Cordell was going to take it. And Cordell thought Corbin was going to take it. Ball rolled all the way down to the goal line. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. They'll be the senior quarterback, Dawson Harris. Boy, has he been good this year.
He has.
In the Bobcat backfield, it'll be Tommy Poole, and I believe Dominic may be back there to open, as it looks like. To me, Zeb Dubois is going to be playing a tight end again this season. Oh, Bobcats, yeah, they come out with Poole in the backfield. Now they bring a man in motion. That is Cordell Washington. Bobcats going to hand it off. Tommy Poole run over the left side. He'll get no yardage on the play. He's actually going to lose about a yard on the carry. Tommy Poole trying to get to the outside, and good defensive pressure there. Well, they give him about the line of scrimmage. We'll call it no gain on the play. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats going from left to right on your radio dial as we open the game here in the SCA Championship. In Thayer Bobcats, undefeated in the conference, so are the Mountain Grove Panthers. Bobcats come double wide, line up in the split back veer. Harris up under center, quick snap. Gives up in the middle. That is Dominic Boyce. He'll get across the 20, about the 22, and he's taken down there. Look at Eastep and Cordell Washington. Washington laid Eastep on his backside with a block way out here away from the play and then helped him up. That's just good hard football. That's what we're going to see here tonight.
You don't see pancakes from the wideout very much.
Not very often, but he pancaked him on that play. Third down and 7 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White coming wide to the near side. Bobcats line up in a 3 wide receiver bunch here, and they go the other way to Washington. He's brought down the line of scrimmage. That play will actually lose 2 yards. So the Thayer Bobcats are going to be forced to punt here on the opening series of the game. A 3-and-out. You don't see that very often for these Thayer Bobcats. They tried to run a little counter with Cordell Washington, and the defense was there to make the stop. Cordell will drop back to kick. And Mountain Grove should come with a pretty good field position after this punt. Cordell hasn't punted a whole lot. He's been good when he's been out there to kick it. The Bobcats haven't had to punt very often. Here, Cordell Washington put into it a good high spiraling kick. Eastep will hit it, let it hit it to 40, and it's going to bounce down to about the 36. And that's where the Mountain Grove Panthers will take over first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. So not bad field position. That was a really good punt by Cordell. Got a lot of air under the ball, and Bobcats got good coverage downfield.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a better punt right there.
And here come the Mountain Grove Panthers again wearing the maroon uniforms, the black pants, and the white helmets with the MG on the side. Their quarterback is a good one, Aiden Eastep, 5'11", 165-pound senior. Was the offensive back of the year last year in the SCA, and he's back. He's got a man right behind him. That is Braden Curtis, a big fullback. They go with a single-wing formation. And give it going to be the Curtis running up in the middle. Bobcats say, no, not in here, Braden Curtis. That'd be a gain of about a yard on the play. Bobcats was stood up in the middle. Beautiful tackle there by Xavier Gonzalez. Boy, he's been good all season long. Second down and eight here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. If you expect this thing to be wide open, spread wide open, and throwing up down the field, it's not going to happen. We're going to see a lot of two-yard gains on runs here. Curtis in the backfield, double wing formation. Eastep under center, got man going in motion. Now Eastep's going to get it, pitches it, and the pitch man brought down behind the line. That's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. That was number two, Eli Golden. And Golden doesn't go anywhere on the play. Great pursuit by the Thayer Bobcats, led by big number 66, Connor Crowder. It'll be third down and a short, well, actually a pretty long eight to go. Eastep getting the play in from the sideline, calls out to his teammates. They got double wide set. Number one, Cale Gardner, wide to the far side. And they bring a man in motion and a fake pitch. Now Eastep looking to throw the ball. Bobcat got some pressure on him. He gets away, cuts up field, and going to be brought down. Oh, did he get a first down? He dies for it. And it looks like first down on a 8-yard pickup for Aiden Eastep. Well, Bobcat had all kinds of pressure on him in the backfield. Just couldn't quite finish off the play, and Eastep picks up the first down by about a half a yard. So give him 8 yards on the carry. And that's when he is dangerous, when you don't keep him contained.
Yeah.
Mountain Grove with the football, fresh set it down, first down. We're just underway in this one at Panthers Stadium. Two undefeated SCA teams, undefeated in SCA play, going at it here. Eastep again up under center. Takes the handoff in the middle. No, he gave it to number 22, Caden Murphy. Oh, I'm sorry, number 20, that was Curtis again. Curtis going to pick up about 1-2 yards on the play. Mountain Grove approaching midfield out to the 49-yard line. 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Second down and a short 8 yards to go for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They don't huddle. They come to the line. Double wide set. Double wing. No fullback. There comes Curtis in motion. They pitch it to him. Bobcats are right there to bring him down inside the 45-yard line. Big defensive play there for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 22, that was Caden Murphy. And he's going to lose 4 yards on the play. It'll bring up a third down and 12 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Now, Mountain Grove hasn't thrown the ball much all year. Only about 20, 25 passes on the season. They've only completed 9, but 7 of them have been for touchdowns. Maybe a throwing down here. We'll see. Eastep up under center. He's got Curtis behind him. Double wing formation. Eastep. Now straight back looking to throw. Throws this ball over the middle. It is caught. And all the way down to the 20-yard line. Number one, Cale Gardner making a reception as he got behind the defense. Wardell Washington comes up and brings him down from behind. But it's a first down Mountain Grove with a, where's the edge? It's a 50. Actually, the 21-yard line, so that's about a 35-yard completion. 35 yards on the completion. New set of downs for the Mountain Grove Panthers. You just can't let those guys get behind you. That was a nice diving catch there by Gardner. Eastep completes the pass. First and 10, Mountain Grove with the Thayer 15. They give up in the middle. It's Curtis. Nowhere to go that time. Actually going to lose maybe a little bit of yards. Now they give him the line of scrimmage on forward progress. Nowhere to good. Great play. Interior line play. And Dominic Boyce, they're getting up off the bottom of the pile. They're Bobcat middle linebacker coming up to make a stop. Only about a half yard on the pickup. Second down and a long 9 here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Down to 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Panthers again come to the line. Double wing formation. Got a man wide to the near side and going to motion. And there's a penalty flag coming down. I think this is going to be a penalty on the defense jumping offside. Man. Thayer Bobcats have had that in just about every game all season long. And it's just being overly aggressive up in there. That'll be 5 yards and make it a second down and about 5 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Ball just outside the 15-yard line. Mountain Grove with it. Eastep up under center. There's a snap going to give to number 2, running over the right side. He won't get much, maybe a yard or 2. That is Eli Golden. Second time they've tried to ball to Golden, and he's one of their speedsters out there. He is just coming back after being out with an injury. It'll bring up a third down and 2 on the pickup for Golden. Bobcats up front are playing well.
Yeah, they are.
They're really playing well. E-Step getting the play in from the sideline. You know this is four-down territory for Mountain Grove inside the Thayer 15-yard line. The Thayer's been really good at throwing up a wall when teams get down on their end of the field. They do not like to be scored on by anybody at any time. E-Step comes to the line. Got Curtis in the backfield. Double wing formation. Now, man, going in motion. And the give is going to go to Curtis. Curtis gets out of a tackle. Another, and gets all the way down to about the 2-yard line before he's brought down. Was that Curtis? Yeah, it was Curtis. So Curtis will pick up about, 10 on the play, bring up a first and goal to go for the Mountain Grove Panthers from about the 1-yard line. And Curtis did a nice job spinning out of a tackle at the line.
He did.
Yeah. All play was blocked well by the Mountain Grove Panthers.
Why, you never stop your feet.
That's right. First and goal to go. Actually, just a little bit outside the 1-yard line, about the 1.5-yard line. E-Step under center and sends a man in motion, and they into the end zone. Touchdown. That's number 20, Curtis. Braden Curtis with a 1.5-yard touchdown run. It comes with 5:01 remaining in the first quarter. Mountain Grove has jumped on top of the Thayer Bobcats by a score of 6-0 with the extra point try here to come. Looks like they're going to line up to kick the extra point. Remember, their quarterback, E-Step, is the holder, so that's always a concern. And kicker coming on to attempt this extra point, trying to make it a 7-point lead for the Mountain Grove Panthers. There's a ball back. Oh, now E-Step getting up, going to try and run with it. We're going to get to the end zone. Bobcats don't get to him, and he's going to get in for the 2-point conversion. Makes it 8-0. Mountain Grove with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats. And again, Curtis on that 1.5-yard dive for the touchdown. We'll take time out. Back to Panther Stadium in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Panther Stadium where the Mountain Grove Panthers have taken an early lead 8-0 over the Thayer Bobcats. And the Panthers marked that ball right down the field. Of course, the big play, the 35-yard pass completion, and that was just a mistake by the Bobcats secondary. They let a man get behind them, and they don't normally do that. Here's the kick. Panthers will kick it along the ground. It is picked up by a Bobcat up man at the 30-yard line. That's where the Bobcats will take it. First and 10, Rowan Johnson on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. So here we go. Bobcats with their second possession of the night. First possession was a 3-and-out. We're down just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And I told you this game's going to go quick because we're not going to see many passes stopping the clock and nobody's wanting to run out of bounds. Both teams think that the key to winning this game is ball control.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ball control, ball control. Bobcats come to the line in a little I formation here, double wide set. They pitch it to Tommy Poole, trying to get the outside. He's got some room. Cuts it upfield to the 35 and brought down about the 36-yard line. Good run for Tommy Poole. Tommy Gunn making a nice run to the outside. Picks up about 6 yards on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. Bring up a second down and short. That's what the Bobcats want to do. They want to stay in front of those chains. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats after a 6-yard run by Tommy Poole. Austin Harris getting the play in from the Bobcat sideline. I want to say thanks to some more of our Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Mr. Dent in West Plains, and Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat. Bobcats coming, going to run up the middle. Tommy Poole again from his high position. This time he picks up only 1 yard on the play. He's going to bring up a third down and short for the Thayer Bobcats. And this is what Coach Briar Hancock talked about, during the pregame show, is we got to get the third and short. We've got to convert those third down plays.
Yeah,
very important. They didn't last time they had the ball. Of course, it was a third and long. Down to 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Thayer looking for their first down of the game. Second possession. Flint back veer, double wide set for the Thayer Bobcats. And Dawson Harris back looking to throw the football on third down. Throws this one out. It is caught by Washington. It's complete at the 46-yard line. And we do have a penalty flag down in the secondary. See what we're going to get here. Official threw the flag, now picked it up and brought it up to the 39-yard line. And it looks like he's pointing at Mountain Grove. Anyway, it was a good completion to the 46-yard line, which would be, what about an 8-yard completion for the Thayer Bobcats to Cordell Washington. And the penalty, and we'll see what this is going to be. It's going to be a holding against the defense. It is declined. The result of the play is a first down for the Thayer Bobcats, their first down of the night. And a good 8-yard completion to Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington in the Bobcats. 1-for-1 throwing the football. And the ball again to the 46-yard line. So Thayer moving the sticks. Was it right on an 8-yard completion there?
Yeah.
Okay. Thayer Bobcats to the first down of the night. Very important for the Thayer Bobcats to move this ball down the field and get points here.
Yeah, you see the rare passing play from Thayer.
Yeah, and it was pretty, too.
I did not expect that at all.
Right on the sideline. Cordell kind of toeing the sideline when he made that reception, was knocked out of bounds immediately. Bobcats come out here in a double wing formation. Got a man going to motion. That's Poole. Gives it back to Washington. Cordell cuts it upfield, trying to get to the outside. Breaks the tackle. Hit out across the 50 and butt down at the 48-yard line of the Mountain Grove Panthers. That'll be about a 7-6-yard pickup. Cordell Washington, a little reverse action for the Thayer Bobcats, and the play picks up. Yeah, we'll call it 6, brings up a second down and 4. And again, Bobcats staying in front of the sticks. What you like to see this Bobcat team do. Bobcats with Cordell, well, taking Cordell out of the game. Dominic Boyce is in there in the Bobcat backfield along with Tommy Poole, wearing number 8. Big second down and 4. Dawson Harris bringing the play in. Bobcat quarterback from the sideline. 2:30 to go in the first quarter. There, Bobcats got a little something going here. Come out in a power eye formation. Oh, they fumble football. It's picked up by Tommy Poole. He's going to lose 2 yards. Dawson Harris just absolutely dropped that ball. I think that he was going to go back. I think they were going to try and throw that ball out of that formation.
I think so, too.
And Dawson just dropped it. They'll get the play in from offensive coordinator Zach Speed to bring up a third down and about 6 now for the Thayer Bobcats. That's not the position they want to be in, and got to wonder if they're in 4-down territory. The ball is right on the 50-yard line. And I think a 4th down and 1 or 2, they might go for it. But we're going to have to get some yards here. Bobcats in the single back set. 3 receivers on the near side looking to block. They get the ball to Cordell. Cordell cuts up field, breaks the tackle, breaks another, and still on his feet all the way down to the 36-yard line. Cordell Washington with 10, 15 yards on the play and a 1st down. On a 3rd down and 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. Wow, what a run by Cordell Washington.
I was holding my breath, Corey.
Wow. Ball down to the Mountain Grove 36-yard line. Thayer Bobcats won that one at the line of scrimmage. They had a big hole blocked, and then blocking downfield was great. Bobcats again in a power eye formation. They get the ball up in the middle. Zeb Dubois getting his first carry tonight and carries it down inside the 35 to about the 32-and-a-half-yard line. It'll be a pickup of about 4 yards on the play for Zeb Dubois getting his first carry of the night. You know, Zeb had over 1,000 yards rushing last year as a junior. This year just hasn't really had the opportunity. He got hurt right here at Panther Stadium in the Jamboree, an ankle that he's had some issues with. And he just really hasn't been healthy. He's at fullback now, again, in power eye formation. Bobcats give the ball to Poole, trying to cut outside. Dives ahead to the 32. That'll be no gain on the play for Tommy Poole. Mountain Grove Panthers with great pursuit to the ball. Brings up a 3rd down and about 6 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. They've got to get to the 26. That's a 32. Cordell Washington coming back in the ball game for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 4, Trenton Johnson was in there. He comes out. See what Thayer does. Cordell and Riley going wide to the far side. Bobcats went back formation. Tight end on the far side. They're going to give the ball up in the middle. Dominic Boyce. And Boyce is going to go for a 1st down inside the 25, down at the 24-yard line. Dominic Boyce with 8 hard yards running right up the middle for the Thayer Bobcats. And the big junior, he just wouldn't go down. He refused to get tackled really past that first down marker. So first down, Thayer Bobcats, 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. He joined us late. Mountain Grove, in their first possession, marched the ball down the field and scored a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Bears returned in favor here on their second possession tonight. They got it down to the Mountain Grove 24-yard line. And there's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Mountain Grove 8, Bears nothing, but the Bobcats are knocking on the door. They're in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. We'll have the next Bobcat play in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Here we go. The first play of the second quarter is going to be a penalty on the Mountain Grove Panthers. They jumped offside. Thayer went with a long signal count. It's first and 10 Bobcats at the Mountain Grove 23-and-a-half-yard line. That will give them 5 free yards there. We talked about it in the pregame. Penalties is something you just can't do in a game that's going to be this closely contested.
Yeah, you can't have the penalties.
Can't give teams free yards. Thayer gave Mountain Grove 5 on that drive where they scored their touchdown. Thayer threatening here in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. First and 5 yards to go. Split backfield. Ball going to Dubois up in the middle, and Zeb's going to get down around a 15-yard line. Finally, Boyce. That was Boyce. That was Boyce, number 24. Boyce is going to carry for about 4 yards to the 15. Thayer's got to get to the 14 for a first down, so a second down and short yardage here. Riley White checking out of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and 1. Bobcats break the huddle with 22 seconds on the play clock. Got a man wide to the near side. Cordell wide to the far side. Split backs behind Dawson Harris. Now a man coming in motion across the back of the formation. Harris going to give the ball to Poole. Poole cutting it outside. He's going to go for a touchdown. Thayer Bobcats on a 15-yard touchdown run, comes with 11:19 to play in the second quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats, a two-point conversion away from tying this game in the SCA Championship. And what a run by Tommy Poole for the Thayer Bobcats for the touchdown. He saw an opening and was well blocked on the right side. When he saw that hole, he sprinted to the end zone. Nobody ever touched him. Nobody ever got close.
I could have ran through that hole.
I think I could have, too, and I'm 65 years old. Cordell Washington on to kick for the extra point here for the Thayer Bobcats. On a fake it, they give it to Washington. He's in for the two-point conversion. Bobcats, we've seen that before this season. They snapped the ball to the kicker, Cordell Washington. He just runs straight ahead and dove into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. And the Thayer Bobcats and Mountain Grove Panthers are tied at 8 with 11:19 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at the Wilson Sports Complex, Panther Stadium in Mountain Grove, Missouri. The Bear Bobcats have just scored to tie the game at 8, getting ready to kick it off. And this is a very big weapon the Bear Bobcats have. As a kicker, they can kick the ball routinely down around the goal line. So you tend to, you know, get teams pinned down in their own end. And Cordell Washington will be doing the kicking duties here. 11:19 to go in the first half. Bayer just scored on a 15-yard touchdown run by Tommy Poole and a two-point conversion. Cordell Washington, here we go. Bobcats put a foot into it. Oh, it's going to be a short kick. It's going to be fielded by one of the up men from Mountain Grove, and he's going to be tackled immediately at about the 37-yard line. Yeah, number 24 on the return. He never did go down, Darrell Hickok. But they did blow the whistle and blow the play dead as he was in a big pile. A pretty good field position again for Mountain Grove. Last time they had it, they drove the length of the field. Actually, it was actually about the 36-yard line, about where they are right now. And, of course, they hit a big 35-yard pass on a third down play. They kept that drive alive when it looked like the Bobcats might get a stop. Here come the Panthers, second possession of the night. Again, double wing formation. Callahan coming in motion. Here's Eastep, the quarterback, looking to get to the outside. He got the corner. He got some room. And, oh, brought down from behind by Cordell Washington at the 50-yard line. But that makes a 12-yard pickup for Aiden Eastep, the reigning back of the year in the SCA. And, boy, you got to keep an eye on number 7. You can't let him get in the open field. The good news is Cordell Washington was there to run him down and bring him down by a shoestring. Got to the Thayer 49-yard line. Mountain Grove Panthers with it, first and 10. Bobcat defense didn't key on the quarterback on that particular play. Again, they're in a double wing formation, double wide. There goes Curtis in motion. Now comes back Eastep looking to run it again. No, he gave it off. I'm sorry, that's number 20. That was Curtis. Curtis will dive ahead inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line, give him 5 yards on the pickout. Well, these Panthers, they continue to pound it 5-6 yards at a time.
It's been an impressive game so far by both sides.
It really has. We've seen some outstanding plays. I mentioned it in the interview with Coach Hancock. This field is full of great athletes tonight on both sides.
Absolutely.
There goes a man in motion from Mountain Grove. Eastep just going to take it and run again. Bobcats have got him hemmed up, and they're going to bring him down at the line of scrimmage. Again, it was our line was Riley White. No, Tommy Poole. I'm sorry, number 8, making the play along with Heath Combs and Cordell Washington. So no gain on the play. It'll be third down and about 4 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. And if you're a Thayer Bobcat fan, this is a big play in this first half right here. You're a Bobcat fan, you want to get a stop here and get the ball back for your team with a chance to go down and take a lead. Mountain Grove looking to convert on a third down and a long 4. Got a man in motion. They give it to him on the pitch, trying to cut it back, and brought down at the 41-yard line. Beautiful defensive play. Dominic Boyce out there with number 62 for the Bobcats. And that, of course, is Jasper Seifert. Ball is down at the 41-yard line. It'll be a 2-yard pickup, and it'll bring up a 4th and 2 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. And it's a short 2. It's actually about 1.5 yards. They're going to go for it. Looks like the Panthers are going to go for it at the Bobcat 41-yard line. And number 1 back in the game, Cale Gardner. He's the young man that caught that 35-yard pass earlier in the game. Bobcats got a man on him in double wing formation. He steps. Got a man going in motion. They give it right up the middle, and Curtis has got the first down, but boy, not by much. He was driven back. The ball came out, but the officials had it marked dead, and it is a first down on a 2-yard pickup. Or that was Curtis, wasn't it, number 20?
Yeah.
For Curtis, you know, he's not a real big fullback. Braden Curtis, 5'10", 170 pounds. Man, that kid is strong.
He's a load out there.
He is a load. So a new set of downs for the Mountain Grove Panthers at the Thayer 37-yard line. And we're already down to 8.5 minutes to play in the first half. This game is flying by. Again, double wing formation. There's a man in motion. Gave us to Curtis in the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's into the clear to the 20. Brought down at the 15-yard line by Cordell Washington. But a big run for Curtis right up the gap. Picks up, 20 yards on the play?
Yeah, right at 20.
22 on the play for Braden Curtis. Right up the gut. Oh, they blocked that one well. Bobcats had nobody to fill the hole, so it's a first and 15, or first and 10 from the 15 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. That's a high-powered running offense. E-step up under center again. Curtis behind him. Got a man in motion. And again, they give it to Curtis. He is going to be hit and dropped just across the line. He tried to get out and start running again. Bobcats and the officials say, no, no, you were down. That was Maddox Underwood making the play for the Thayer Bobcats, number zero. Pickup of about two on the play for Braden Curtis and the Mountain Grove Panthers.
Curtis down already has 47 yards on nine carries.
Yeah, he's their workhorse. He's the guy you're going to have to stop. Thing is, they pound it, then E-step takes it around the corner. That's his outstanding speed. And this time, E-step's got it, looking around the option, pitches it to Gardner, number two. He's going to get up and knocked out of bounds where at the one-yard line. So run on the option to pitch to number two, Golden. I think I said Gardner. It's Golden. And that'll be a first down on the pickup, about 10 yards down to the one-yard line. So, again, the Mountain Grove Panthers have got a first and goal to go, this time 7:25 to play in the first half. They get to play in again from the sideline. Aiden Estep with Curtis in the backfield, double wing, two wings on the near side. And they run it this way again, Bobcats. That defensively, that man goes to motion to give to Curtis. Curtis is stopped on the play at the line of scrimmage. He might have lost the yard on that one. Curtis right up again, the Bobcats make the stop. I think that was Christian Pitts.
Big Zeb Dubois
in there as well. So it'll be second down and goal to go. This one's a little closer to the two-yard line. He might have lost just a little on that play. Seven minutes to go first half. Mount Grove trying to take the lead again. And he got a man in motion and give again to Curtis. No, E-step's going to keep it. Comes to the outside and ducks inside the defense and gets a touchdown. There's the quarterback, Aiden E-step, will put the Mountain Grove Panthers up by six, 14-8 with 6:51 to go in the first half. E-step scores on a one-yard run. Nobody ever got a hand on it. We'll see what they do here on the extra point. Last time they faked it, E-step took it into the end zone for a two-point conversion. If they go ahead and kick this one, E-step again is the holder on this play. Snap back, ball down, kick is up, and it is good. Boy, he got that one just inside the left upright. I mean, it was just barely inside, just barely over the crossbar. So the extra point is good, and the Mountain Grove Panthers lead the Thayer Bobcats by a score of 15-8. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall mornings and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, 6:51 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats trail by a touchdown. Mountain Grove to kick it off. They kick it along the ground. Ball is going to be picked up by the Bobcats. That's Corbin Taylor. Corbin up to the 25-yard line, brought down there at the 26. Good coverage. By the Mountain Grove Panthers, Thayer will have it. 74 yards to pay dirt for the Thayer Bobcats here as we play in the second quarter. Again, Bobcats are down 15-8. Good ball game. Two really good football teams that like to run and carry the rock. Bobcats have completed one pass tonight. Mountain Grove completed one. And those are the only passes that have been thrown. We probably won't see a whole lot more than that either. And down to 6:47 to go. Bobcats in the huddle here on the 1st and 10. This first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats full house backfield to give to Boyce. Boyce running over the right side. He's got a first down out to near the 40-yard line before he's brought down. Dominic Boyce on a 13-yard run right up the gut. Oh, what a good job blocking that play by this offensive line. And Dominic Boyce, he just wrapped both arms around that ball and just ran until somebody brought him down. After the 40-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats, a first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer runs to the line of scrimmage and going to run the same play, get it to Boyce again. Boyce is out to about the 44-yard line, 43, I guess they're going to mark him down, be a 3-yard pickup. Dominic Boyce running right up the middle again. The official comes over and helps him up, says, nice job, young man. Second down and 7, Thayer Bobcats, they tried to catch Mountain Grove a little off guard. They ran the blind, snapped the ball immediately. Second down and 7, Thayer needs a play here, bring up a third down and short. 6 minutes to go, Bobcats hand the ball to Cordell Washington, trying to get outside, he cuts upfield, to the 50, tried to cut it back inside, down to the 42-yard line. Big run for Cordell Washington, that one was to cover 20 yards, and a Thayer Bobcat first down. Another one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Cordell Washington with another big run. He got to the corner and had a lane down the sideline. Tackled actually at the 43, so make it a 19-yard. Let's keep 20 on there. It's fine. Statman Adams having to change numbers out there. Let's keep it at 20. We're unofficial anyway. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats in Mountain Grove territory at the 43-yard line. Washington wide to the far side. Bobcats in a split backfield formation. Now send Dominic Boyce wide to give the ball to Tommy Gunn up in the middle. Tommy breaks one tackle, spins inside the 40, and finally going to be brought down, but they're going to give him forward progress to the 39-yard line. That'll be a hard, almost 5-yard run for Tommy Poole and the Thayer Bobcats down to the 39-yard line of the Mountain Grove Panthers. 5.5 minutes to play here in this first half. Thayer Mountain Grove putting on a show for these football fans here tonight.
Yes,
on
an
absolutely perfect night for football.
Absolutely.
There is no wind, nice cool temperatures, everybody wrapped up in a blanket, enjoying some good high school football. Thayer comes, going to give the ball to Cordell Washington out of the backfield, trying to get to the first down marker, won't get there. Cordell going to be brought down after about a 1-yard pickout. Bobcats basically had just a one-back backfield. Now, the official's looking like this might have been a fumble. I don't think so. No. No fumble on the play. It's going to be a pickup of just about 1 yard for Cordell Washington. And Thayer Bobcats going to have to hurry here. They used up some of the play clock. Dawson Harris coming in. Rowan Johnson going out. Tommy Poole back in on a third down and about 5. It's actually a short 5. About 4.5 needed for the first down here for the Thayer Bobcats. Play clock down to 16. We're down to 4:24 to go. Bobcats bringing Washington in motion to the near side. Dawson Harris looking to throw the football, looking downfield. His man is open. Washington makes the catch. He's down into the end zone. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. Cordell Washington making a beautiful play. It is a 38-yard touchdown throw. Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington, and the Thayer Bobcats are an extra point away from tying this game with 4:10 to play. Thayer scores their second touchdown of the second quarter. What a pretty throw and what a catch by Cordell Washington.
Wow. What a beautiful play as a whole.
Now, that looked like something you'd see on a Saturday afternoon in a SEC game or something.
Well, Dawson's a big Tennessee fan.
He is a big Tennessee fan. Boy, he's playing like it tonight. We'll see what the Thayer Bobcats are going to do here. They're going to kick the extra point, or do you go for 2 and try and take the lead before the half? We're down to 4 minutes remaining in this first half of football. Again, Thayer, are they going to go for 2? Bobcats line it up to go for 2. Harris up under center, pitches to Tommy Poole. Poole hitting the backfield. He won't get there. Our score remains 15-14. Mountain Grove with the lead with 4:10 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Back with another kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Panther Stadium in Mountain Grove. The Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers are putting on quite a show. Our score, 15-14. Thayer Bobcats just got within a point on a 38-yard touchdown pass from Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington and went for two on the extra point. I have to ask Coach Briar Hancock why they went for two there instead of just going for the tie. So as a result of not getting the two, and here's the kickoff. Bobcats going to kick it along the ground, taken by one of the up men from Mountain Grove. Well, he had a knee on the ground when he picked it up. They're going to blow it dead back at the 35-yard line. The officials caught it. Hancock went down on the ground to field it and had his knee on the ground. He's down right there at 35-yard line. Neither team has kicked the ball deep tonight.
Almost like they're both a little afraid to kick.
Yeah, both a little afraid of those kickoff returners. Anyway, we're down to 4:09 to play in the first half. Mountain Grove with the ball. Now, the way they run the ball, if somebody breaks loose, this could get real interesting. They are down by a point. Mountain Grove with the ball. They send a man in motion. Now, Eastep going to give it to Curtis. No, going to keep it. Going on a pitch. Got it to Golden, and Golden dropped down at the 40-yard line, and he may have been hurt on that play. What a tackle by Riley White in the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, he came diving at that play. Ends up being a 5-yard pickup, and I thought that was going to go for 10, 15 yards.
I did too.
And Riley White came out of nowhere, left his feet, and knocked Golden to the ground. 5-yard pickup. Golden's still shaking up. You can see him out there. He said, don't give me that ball again. Double wing formation. Golden going in motion. Bobcats, or excuse me, Panthers get the ball this time to Curtis. I'm sorry. That was Curtis, number 20, up in the middle, gets stacked up at the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up a third down and long for the Panthers. Mountain Grove, and that's just the way this game has been. We've seen hard hits. We've seen guys get stacked up at the line, tackle behind the line. We've seen a couple of good long runs. Nothing more than 20 yards. Each team's got a 20-yard game.
This is the epitome of high school football, right?
It is. This is just great high school football. So third down and 5. Thayer Bobcat defense looking for a stop with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Eastep straight back looking to throw the football. He's going to throw it long. His man is open. The pass is incomplete down the 25-yard line. Just a little too far in front. And the Mountain Grove Panthers now with a decision to make on a third down and 5 from their own 40-yard line. Will they punt the ball away and try and pin the Bobcats deep? Or will they go for it? I think they're going to go for it the way it looks. They haven't sent anybody new out on the field, which teams usually do. Usually have some subs playing on a punt team. And now it looks like Mountain Grove is going to go for it here on a fourth down and 5. Now they drop a man deep to punt the ball away. Be weary of a fake. And, yeah, they're looking, and now he's going to kick it. And the ball is going to be kicked and going to be kicked out of bounds. Thayer's going to come out of this with great field position. I'm thinking back around the 40-yard line where that ball went out of bounds. It actually hit down around the 20. But that ball went out of bounds. Now the official will come and they'll mark it from where it was kicked from. Although the white hat's not back there where the ball was kicked from. Official says he knows where it went out of bounds. And it's going to be the 25-yard line. I think that's a bad call.
Yeah,
I think the officiating crew might have blown that one just a little bit. But anyway, Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back, down by one with 2:43 to go in the first half. Thayer and Mountain Grove playing for the SCA championship tonight. Winner wins the title. Loser will get sole possession of second place in the conference. Nobody else with only one loss. Bobcats run to the line. Dawson Harris going to give it on a handoff. Boyce breaks the tackle, and he's going to go for a touchdown. Down to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Dominic Boyce on a 75-yard touchdown run right up the gut, and the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers by a score of 20-15. What a run. And a penalty flag is down around the 15-yard line on the other end of the field. What could that be? Dominic, there was nobody down there blocking. The official is going to come out. It's going to be a personal foul against Mountain Grove. So the touchdown is good for Dominic Boyce. The Bobcat Jr. scores a third touchdown of the second quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. Comes with 2:32 to play. A 75-yard touchdown run for Boyce. the third Bobcat to score a touchdown in this first half here at Mountain Grove. Bobcats line up in a swinging gate here. Surely they're going to kick this extra point. Leading 20-15, make it 21-15. Make Mountain Grove to decide if they're going to go for two or one on their next try. Cordell Washington, the kicker, he's been really good on these extra point tries all season long. Last time they lined up to kick one, they snapped it right to Washington and ran in for the two-point conversion. Here I think they'll go with a standard play. Yeah, ball down, kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it wide right. Our score remains 20-15. Mayor Bobcats with the lead, 2:32 to go in the first half. We'll be back to Panther Stadium in Mountain Grove in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
About 2:32 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats getting ready to kick off to the Mountain Grove Panthers here. After scoring a go-ahead touchdown, Thayer leads it by a score of 20-15, and they're going to get to kick this ball off from the 45-yard line of Mountain Grove, and Cordell should easily put this ball in the end zone. And I actually might want to try and kick it short. Might even pin him inside the 20 because it goes in the end zone. They get it at the 20. But I think he'll just kick it as hard as he can and give him the ball at the 20. I want to say thanks again to your Thayer Bobcat boosters. They include Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen and Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting and Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, the Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Berktree, and Silver Springs Storage Unit RV. Here Cordell puts a foot into it. It comes down to East Step at the 2-yard line. He's going to attempt the return. Bobcats have got him hemmed in. They're going to bring him down all the way down to the 7-yard line. Great coverage by the kicker, Cordell Washington, and Mountain Grove with the football at their own 7-yard line, 2:25 to go in the first half. But don't count out these Panthers here. They are as explosive as the Thayer Bobcats are.
Yeah.
But now the momentum has switched sides of the field. Grove had the momentum early. Thayer's managed to score 3 touchdowns in the second quarter and have taken the momentum away. This Mountain Grove crowd, they are stunned right now.
Silent.
They are silent. Thayer Bobcats, defense back out on the field. Mountain Grove, double wing formation. Got a man in motion. Going to give to Curtis, running up in the middle, and he'll dive out across the 10 to about the 11, maybe the 12-yard line. Be about a 7-yard pickup on first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Clock running with 2:13 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned for our halftime report to be coming up, brought to you by 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. Have lots of stuff for you there. Second down at about 7. Oh, actually, they marked him way back there. Here's a give again, going to the back in the backfield, out to around the 15-yard line goes the ball carrier. I think that was Golden, wasn't it? Number 2 on the carry. Yeah, Golden, number 2 on the carry. We'll pick up about 4. Makes it 3rd down and 4 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Thayer Bobcats would like to get a stop here and get the ball back. Minute 37 to go. Clock running in the first half. Mountain Grove and Thayer and a dandy. Bobcats trying to get their crowd involved. Listen to them. They're right in front of them. Mountain Grove, 3rd down and about 4 yards to go. They pitch it to Golden. Golden trying to get outside. Cuts it back inside. Gets hit. Gets outside the 20. And still on his feet. He breaks the tackle. And it's a foot race to the end zone. Mountain Grove, and he won't win it. He'll get tackled at the 30-yard line. But that is a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 56-yard run by number 2, Golden. Eli Golden, and the sad part is Bobcats had him at the goal line, and he managed to fight his way out of tackles, picks up about 50 on the play. Ball to the 33-yard line, where they marked the 32 where they marked him down. Now, a minute to 9 to go. And going in motion from Mountain Grove, they give the ball to Curtis up in the middle. No, he stepped, keeps it. He stepped, looking to run, going to get brought down inside the 25. That was Tommy Poole making the stop. No, that was Golden again. I'm sorry, number two. And Mountain Grove going to call a quick timeout here after the run by Golden. 56 seconds to play in the first half. Fair up by five. Mountain Grove threatening. And they're down to the Bobcat 22-yard line after that long run by Golden. We'll take a timeout. I'll keep it right here. We'll say thanks to some more of our Fair Bobcat boosters. We'll bring you the games every Monday through Friday night. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. The Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals. Along with Toyota of West Plains, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, and, of course, Dr. Greg and all the staff at Langley Animal Clinic. Some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Well, big defensive stand here for Thayer Bobcats. After making a mistake and letting Golden get free on that long run.
Yeah.
Now they've got to solidify things to keep the lead going into the half. 56 seconds to play. In the first half, Thayer leads it 20-15. Mountain Grove trying to get the go-ahead score here. E-step up under center. Got Curtis behind him and got a man going in motion. They give the Curtis up in the middle. He's brought down. It's going to be enough for a first down, a two-yard pickup for Golden. And the first down briefly stops the clock with 53 seconds to go. So a first and 10 for Mountain Grove at the Thayer 21-yard line. Bobcat fans want a stop. They'd like a turnover even better.
That would be great.
We have not had a turnover in this game. Mountain Grove lines up three and a bunch on the near side. Quarterback looking to throw the football. Gets some pressure. Throws it back the other way. Throws it complete. Number 22, Caden Murphy for the touchdown. Bobcats letting get free. There was nobody within 10 yards of Murphy. And E-step threw it the way you're never supposed to if you're a quarterback, back across the field, across your body, but he hit him right in stride. And the Mountain Grove Panthers have retaken the lead 21-20 with an extra point try to come. And that completion comes with 31 seconds to go in the first half. Mountain Grove back on top. And they look like they're going to attempt the extra point try here, try and go up by six. Extra point is up, and that one is good. Mountain Grove leads it now by a score of 22-20 over the Thayer Bobcats with 31 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
I don't know if anybody saw this one going this way. Thayer Bobcats have scored three second-quarter touchdowns. Mountain Grove has scored two, and the Panthers lead the Thayer Bobcats by two. 22-20 is our score. Bobcats back to receive the kick. Cordell Washington and Corbin Taylor. And here's the kick. It's going to be a liner. This ball is going to hit Corbin Taylor. He's going to pick it up at the 7-yard line, gives it to Cordell Washington. Cordell trying to get around the receiver. Tackler does. Now trying to break another, and finally going to be brought down at the 12-yard line. Bobcats now with under 30 seconds to go in the first half, 19 actually, will have the ball first and 10 at their own 16-yard line. Cordell doing all he could to try and get away, but it was good coverage. As the Bobcats must the catch again on the kickoff. That's the second time that's happened tonight. So not real good special team play on the kick receiving. And see what Thayer does here. Last time they had it, Dominic Boyce went 75 yards for a touchdown on one play.
Wow.
And who's the Bobcats' leading ball carrier tonight?
Yeah, he's got 106 yards on six carries.
Wow. Bobcats break the huddle. Down to 12 seconds on the play clock. 19 on the game clock. There's the give to Boyce again, running up the middle. This time it gets stacked up. Nowhere to go, out to about the 18-yard line. He'll pick up three on the play. And Thayer Bobcats may just let the clock run out here. Down to 6 seconds. Coach not going to call a timeout. Yeah, now they do get a timeout. Oh, but the clock is down to zero. Bobcats will want a timeout, and the official didn't give them one. And now the side judge comes over and says, yeah, we do get a timeout. And they're going to put a little bit of time back on the clock. Mount Grove thinking the half was over, but no, they're going to have to get the defense back out there. There'll be a second down and eight. You know, if you're the Bobcats, you might try and get one to Cordell or to Tommy Poole in the open field, maybe a little slant pass or something like that, or maybe even Riley White and let him try to go to the house.
Yeah, as Coach Meek would say, every play is designed to go for a touchdown.
Yeah, Coach Meek told me that one time, and I asked him one time. And the Thayer Bobcats, it's been many years ago, were down, and it was like a third down and 23 or something. I said, do you have a play designed for that? And he goes, every play is designed to score a touchdown. Anyway, by the way, Coach Meek's still doing pretty good at 95 years of age. I'm told.
Good deal.
That's amazing. All right, Thayer Bobcats here, down to a second down and eight. We're down to the final play of the first half, barring a penalty on the defense. Mount Grove in a prevent. They get it to Cordell Washington. Cordell looking to run. He's up to the 25 and brought down to the 30. That'd be about a 12-yard pickup for Cordell Washington, but that will be the final play of the first half. Our halftime score, Thayer trails Mountain Grove 22-20. We're back with your 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D screen printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
You know what loyalty looks like. It's showing up on Friday nights, cheering in the stands, and backing your team through every quarter. At Southern Bank, we show up for you with the same dedication. Your first checking account, your first home, growing your business from the ground up. We're here because we're from here too. We're committed to helping you succeed right where you are. Southern Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Wilson Sports Complex in Mountain Grove, Missouri, Panthers Stadium, where the Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers are playing for the SCA Championship. And for the Thayer Bobcats trying to remain undefeated on the season. And what a game we have seen for the first half. Thayer trails Mountain Grove 22-20, but would have had a 20-15 lead, but Mountain Grove got free on a long run after the Bobcats had taken the lead on a 75-yard run. Mountain Grove punched that last one in to the end zone with 31 seconds left in the half. Let's take a look at the scoring. Here's how it went. Thayer received the ball to open the game, went with a three and out. Mountain Grove drove it down the field, and with 5:01 to play, Curtis scored on a 1.5-yard dive. That came after a 35-yard pass from Estep to Gardner, which kept that. That was a, on a, like a third down and six play. Thayer almost got the stop, but Gardner caught the pass and 35 yards. So, two-point conversion was good. At the end of the first quarter, Mountain Grove led by a score of 8-0. In the second quarter, Thayer Bobcats score 3 touchdowns. Mountain Grove scores 2. First one for the Thayer Bobcats came with 11:19 to play when Tommy Poole broke loose on a 15-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good, made it 8-8 at that point. Then with 6:51 to go in the second quarter, Mountain Grove scored on an E-step run. Extra point was good, made it 15-8. Thayer wasn't done yet. Bobcats with 4:10 remaining in the first half scored on a 38-yard touchdown pass from Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington. Extra point was no good as Bobcats went for 2. Our score at that point was 15-14. Mountain Grove with the lead. Bobcats got a stop and weren't done. With 2:32 to play in the first half, Dominic Boyce broke loose on a play right up the middle, a 75-yard touchdown run. And again, the Bobcats did not convert the extra point. And I make that a little bit of emphasis there because this is big in this first half. That made the score 20-15, Thayer with a 5-point lead. And then Mountain Grove took the ball with 2.5 minutes to go, got a long play from Golden. Golden on a pitch, got loose on the sideline. Bobcats ran him down, but they did score a 21-yard touchdown pass on a 3rd and long for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Murphy got wide open on the backside of the play. Bobcats had nobody on him. He caught the pass, and the extra point was good for Mountain Grove. They lead it 22-20 at the halftime intermission. And the Thayer Bobcats going for 2 when they were down 15-14, kind of set the tone up for them for extra points because they'd already run their trick play on a two-point conversion the first time. It's tied the score at 8-8, and then they miss on the second touchdown. If Thayer just kicks extra points, those two, this game is tied at 22-22. Instead, Thayer trails by those 2 points. 22-20 is our score at the half. Statman Adams been working on all the numbers, and oddly enough, there are big numbers in the first half of this game. Both these offenses have been really good. The defenses have been really good, too. I've been impressed with the offensive play of both teams in this first half. And we'll get to the numbers in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in Thayer. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges catch you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
Just like the Thayer Bobcats fight for every yard, Thayer Dental Care, a Mohawk Dental and Implants location, fights for your family's healthiest smile. From routine cleanings to advanced dental implants, Dr. Patel and Dr. Blount provide comprehensive care for every member of your family. Thayer Dental Care, part of Mohawk Dental and Implants, proudly supporting Thayer Bobcats football. Call today to schedule your appointment and keep your winning smile game ready. Thayer Dental Care, Mohawk Dental and Implants says go Bobcats.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Panther Stadium in Mountain Grove, Missouri, the Wilson Sports Complex. What a beautiful facility this is. I know we talk about it every time we come here, but it really is one of the nicest facilities, if not the nicest, that we play in every year.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely gorgeous. The turf field, which is kind of weird for high school, but I like it.
Yeah, and it's a nice turf here, too, as you can tell by the way these teams are playing here tonight. All right, they're about to get again trail at the half by a score of 22-20 to the Class 3, number 4-ranked Mountain Grove Panthers. Statman Adams been working on the numbers. Adam?
Yeah, now we'll start with the Mountain Grove Panthers. Rushing-wise, they have 158 yards with 8 first downs and 2 touchdowns. They are led by Gordon, who has 88 yards on 8 carries. Passing-wise, Aiden Eastep is 2-for-3 with 1 first down and 56 yards and 1 touchdown, bringing their first half totals to 214 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 9 first downs. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side. Rushing-wise, they've got 190 yards with 4 first downs, 2 touchdowns. They are led by Dominic Boyce, who has 109 yards on 7 carries. Dawson Harris is 2-for-2 passing with 46 yards, 1 first down, and 1 touchdown, bringing their first half totals to 236 yards, 5 first downs, and 3 touchdowns.
So the numbers are pretty even.
Yeah.
Pretty even. Yeah, and you would think it would be the way.
236 to 214.
Yeah, that's pretty even. This is a great game. This second half is going to be something special to watch. Both glad to have you along on the broadcast. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Other games are going on around the region tonight, and I'd be interested, and I'm going to try and find something on it, see how the Marionville Comets are doing tonight, as they are the number two team in the seedings for the district and are within striking distance of taking the number one seed. So everybody's, where are the Bobcats going to end up in that district play? And, of course, we'll find out who's going to win the SCA Conference here tonight. We've got 24 minutes of high school football left. And the band doing a nice performance here for the Mountain Grove crowd at Panther Stadium. Again, Thayer Bobcats lead at 22-20. We'll take a break. Mike and Mason back at the studio. We'll get some other scores and maybe find out how the World Series is going in Game 1 tonight and other stuff going on around the region. We'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Hunting season is here. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and Thayer has you covered. All styles of Elk Ridge knives, 25% off. Moultrie, Stealth, and Spy Point cameras start at $44.99. Rhino blinds start as low as $99.99. And check out the Trophy Rock and Bone Collector products, plus the new Boss Buck stand and the Phil Sled feeder with solar panels. It's all at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and Thayer, your ammo and hunting supply store.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Well, good evening. We are at halftime here of our game with Thayer Mountain Grove. Good ball game here for the SCA championship. It is 22-20 at the half. Speaking of good ball games, looking at some of the other scores from around the area, the West Plains Zizzers in a dandy at Carl Junction tonight. They're also playing for their conference championship there, and it is tied 17-all at the half. West Plains and Carl Junction. I heard Mike talk there just a few minutes ago. Liberty leading Houston at last report. I believe it was 35-21. Ava over Willow Springs, 39-14. Highland Rebels in Missouri tonight playing Marshfield, and they are leading 6-0 at last report. Pocahontas leading Jonesboro Westside, 22-0. That's all the high school football scores we have. We do have exhibition basketball. The 14th-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks beating Cincinnati at the half, 48-28. Of course, Missouri plays Kansas State. That game starts at 9 o'clock. Yes, and sir. World Series tonight, it's underway.
Game one.
And right now, the Dodgers are leading 1-0, bottom of the second inning. So, Dodgers trying to win that one. Of course, got college football tomorrow. The Arkansas Razorbacks host Auburn. That's an 11:45 kickoff. 15th-ranked Missouri will take on 10th-ranked Vanderbilt. That game, I believe, at 6:30 tomorrow evening. And NFL football on Monday night. The Kansas City Chiefs return to action as they host the Washington Commanders.
I keep
wanting to say Redskins. But anyway, they play Monday night. We'll have that game, of course, right here on K Country 95. The only other score we had from last night, Coach Aries Mountain Home Bombers with a big win over Lake Hamilton, 42-7. And I believe that's all the scores that we have. We'll keep watching these scores and try to keep you updated as we go along. We couldn't get anything. I know Mike had mentioned Marionville and Miller. Couldn't get anything on that. I did see that Ash Grove is losing to Sarcoxie 10-8.
Wow.
I believe is what the score was there. I'll have to go back and look at that. But I know Ash Grove is ranked like, that's 10-6. They're ranked like 10th, I believe, in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. So a team that there could play down the road.
Coming up opponent.
Yeah. Sarcoxie leading, like I said, second quarter, 10-6. That's all the scores we have right now. We'll keep you updated with all the latest scores. I do want to mention, I had one other I didn't mention. Junior boys basketball homecoming down at Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring wins a close one over Marmaduke, 26-25. That's the junior boys. The senior boys are playing right now. All right, that's all we have on our scores. We'll get back out to Mike and Adam here in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We all plan to be on time. But fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And good evening. I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. We're back on the 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime report. Mountain Grove Panthers are just making their way back out on the field. Thayer Bobcats are coming down the hill as well. And folks, if this second half is as good as this first half has been, you are in for a treat from Panther Stadium tonight. That was as good. And that's, I actually, while we were away on the break there, I actually walked down and I said, is this not what high school football is supposed to be? And everybody that was in the sound of my voice was like, that was a great first half of football.
It really was.
And even, and I was talking to Bobcat fans, and even though the Bobcats are down by 22-20 at the half, still a great half. Now, as we get ready to start this second half, remember, Mountain Grove won the coin toss and deferred. So they're going to get the ball first to start this second half. And remember, they scored the final touchdown in the first half with 31 seconds to go on that touchdown pass to Murphy. So Bobcats, my thinking is, Statman Adam, that if they are going to stay in this game, they've got to get a stop on this first drive of the second half by Mountain Grove.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mountain Grove, of course, has scored, you know, three touchdowns tonight. Thayer scored three. Thayer scored all of theirs in the second quarter. And listen to this, folks. Tommy Poole, 15-yard run for a touchdown. Cordell Washington, 38-yard touchdown pass from Dawson Harris. Dominic Boyce, 75-yard touchdown run. They had been doing it from downtown. For Mountain Grove, it's a 1.5-yard touchdown run, a 1-yard touchdown run, and then 21-yard touchdown pass from Eastep to Murphy. So you can see the difference there. Mountain Grove has, you know, put together some sustained drives and then scored on short down, you know, short yardage. Bear Bobcats have managed to get some big plays on the Panthers in the first half. So, and you know, the coaches on both sides are talking about cleaning that up.
Yeah.
We can't let them get those sustained drives. We've got to stop them. And Thayer's had Mountain Grove backed up on a number of occasions, third down and 8, third down and 9, you know, third down and 7. And the Panthers have converted. The Thayer Bobcats, on the other hand, have also been able to stay in front of the sticks for the most part tonight. So I know both coaches said that ball control and not making mistakes would be the key to this one. So far, both teams have been able to control the ball like they wanted, and neither team has really made a huge mistake yet. And we're talking turnovers,
right,
a fumble or an interception. Now, letting somebody get loose on a 38-yard touchdown pass or a 21-yard touchdown pass, yeah, that's a mistake, but those things are going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what the offense designed it to do, and defense just got caught. But this has been a dandy first half. This is as good a first half of football as we have seen all season long. And remember, we had a really good game with the Liberty Eagles early in the year.
Yeah, and we've still got a whole other half to go.
I don't know if I can take it. You may have to drive home. I may still be too nervous. I want to say thanks again to your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include, but not limited to, the Carter Funeral Homes in West Plains and Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, and boy, Kelly's shooting a bunch of pictures here tonight. He'll have those online later. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partners in China West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym Cafe and Studio in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer. We're just about ready to get this second half started. You've been listening to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Again, Thayer down by 2, 22-20. We'll be back with the second half kickoff in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hunting season is here. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and Thayer has you covered. All styles of Elk Ridge knives, 25% off. Moultrie, Stealth, and Spy Point cameras start at $44.99. Rhino blinds start as low as $99.99. And check out the Trophy Rock and Bone Collector products, plus the new Boss Buck stand and the Phil Sled feeder with solar panels. It's all at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and Thayer, your ammo and hunting supply store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to the Wilson Sports Complex. Panther Stadium in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Well, the Thayer Bobcats getting ready to kick off to start our second half. And again, Mountain Grove with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats, 22-20. A lot of football left to play in this one. And Statman Adam, we think, very important if Thayer Bobcats get a turnover or stop the Mountain Grove Panthers on this drive.
Yeah, you've got to. The time is now.
Yeah. Yeah, Thayer Bobcats trying to trying to stay undefeated on the season and win the SCA championship. That's all that's on the line here tonight as the number one ranked Thayer Bobcats, number one in Class 1, are battling the number four ranked team in Class 3. And the Panthers are 7-1. Here's Cordell Washington to kick it off, and it's going to be a high end-over-end kick. It's going to be caught about the 10-yard line after the 15. That is Golden. He's got some speed, but he is hammered down at about the 31-yard line. Mountain Grove Panthers will have it there. Their Bobcat defense coming back out on the field. Defense, even though they've given up 22 points, have been really good tonight. Both defenses have been really good tonight.
Yeah.
I know these teams coming in, you know, Thayer gave up an average of 12 points per game. Mountain Grove gives up an average of 14, so both offenses have scored more. But, you know, that takes into account the whole season and gets them, you know, not very good football teams midway. All right, here comes Mountain Grove, first play of the game, or first play of the second half. They go to Curtis. Curtis is going to dive ahead for a yard, looks like. They're going to mark him at about the 32-yard line. About a one-yard pickup on first down. Good play there by the Thayer Bobcats. Dominic Boyce shooting the gap. Got a little help out there from Maddox Underwood and Christian Pitts. Christian's been at that nose for the Bobcats most of the game tonight.
Yes, he has.
He is really coming on. Second down and 9 for the Panthers. They send Golden in motion. Get to him on the pitch, trying to get outside, catch it back inside. Got a penalty flag down. He is tackled hard at the 38-yard line. Be about a 5-yard pickup, I believe, on the play, but a holding call on the Mountain Grove Panthers. That's only the second penalty, I believe, of the game, or third penalty
third
for Mountain Grove.
Yeah, third penalty.
They got one for jumping off sides, then they had the personal foul after the Bobcat touchdown earlier.
Been a pretty clean game. Both
it's been a really clean game. So 10 yards from the point of the infraction, going to take the ball back to about the 20-yard line. It'll be second down for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They've got to get to the 42 for a first down. They've got it at the 26. That'd be, what, 16 yards? Second and 16 for Mountain Grove. See what they decide to do here. I think they're going to throw this ball. East step up under center. Number 7, the senior. Now down under center, 15 on the play clock. Got Golden going in motion. They give it to, no, the quarterback's going to keep it. He's sacked all the way back to the 16-yard line.
Zeb Dubois
shot through the line, and he sacks Aiden Estep all the way back at the 15-yard line where they're going to mark him down. That'll make it third down. And about 3rd and 22 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. What a play by the senior, Zeb Dubois. Playing that defensive tackle on the right side. That play lost about 4 yards. He stepped back, straight back, looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure again, and he's this one down the field. And the pass is caught. Oh, it's incomplete. Golden had it in his hands and couldn't hang on at the 45-yard line. Bobcats had coverage by Tommy Poole, but Mountain Grove now with a 4th and 22 at their own 20-yard line. We've got to think the Panthers are going to punt this ball away, so if they are Bobcats doing what they wanted to do. Now remember, Estep, the quarterback, is also the punter.
And he can run it.
And he can run. The 4th and 22, this deep in your own end, I don't think. I think this will be a straight punt. Cordell Washington drops back, and here's the punt. It'll be a spiraling kick. Cordell catches it at his own 45. Looking to get to the corner. He does. He's to the 45 on the other end, and now out of bounds at the 40. Great field position for the Thayer Bobcats. Cordell Washington with a nice return And the Thayer Bobcats are going to have a first and 10 at the Mountain Grove 39. Now they're going to call it the 40-yard line. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats down by two, just in the way here in the third quarter. Mountain Grove at possession less than 2 minutes. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bobcats split backfield, double tight set. Give the ball to Dominic Boyce running up in the middle. Dominic breaks the tackle, dives down to the 31-yard line. Be a 9-yard pickup for Dominic Boyce. Dominic, who is the leading ball carrier in the game tonight. That's now, what, 118
yards on 8 carries.
Dominic has been a force for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. The second down and a long one for Thayer down to the Mountain Grove 32-yard line. Thayer looking to jump back on top in this seesaw battle. Thayer's had leads, had trailed, trying to jump back on top here. Harris up under center. Bobcats in a power T. Give it to Boyce again. Boyce is going to get to about the 30. This is going to depend on the spot of the ball. I think it might be enough for the first down. Bobcats are saying first down. And they'll put the ball right on the 30, and they say, yep, first down. Thayer Bobcats 2 yards on the pickup for Dominic Boyce. And Dom looks to the Bobcats sideline and says, give me the ball again. Dom is having some fun here tonight.
Yes, he is.
Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats looking to regain the lead. They break the huddle, run to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers wide to the far side, split backs. Harris running the option. Gives it off to the fullback. That is Boyce, and he's down inside the 20, down at the 19-yard line. Oh, Dom is running hard here tonight. That's going to be another Thayer Bobcat first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And look at those Bobcat offensive linemen all the way down there where Boyce was tackled, blocking downfield. So a 10-yard, actually 11-yard pickup on a first down at the 20. Thayer on the move with 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Doing that all on the ground so far. They can get another first down without a touchdown, obviously. They're going to hand the ball this time to Boyce running over the right tackle. And Dom will dive for about 2 or 3 on the play. That's a good defensive play. The left side of the Mountain Grove defensive line just submarined, and Dom had nowhere to go. Dominic Boyce saying, give me that ball. I want this victory. So Thayer Bobcat football team, that's all they care about. They don't care, and we talked about it in the pregame, they don't care who scores. They just want to win.
They just want to win.
Bobcats in a double wing here, and Dawson Harris going to keep it, and it's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. That'll be a loss of a yard for Dawson Harris running the option right out of the double wing. That'll bring up a third down and about 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Oh, boy. Third and 10 inside 20-yard line. Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone on a big third down play. They'll come here in a I formation. Harris look back in the throw. Look at the end zone. No, he's going to swing it out to Cornell. It's a 15 to the 10, down to the 5, 4-yard line, and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats on a 15-yard pickup. What a pretty play by Dawson Harris to Cornell Washington in the flat. He did the rest. It's a 15-yard pickup and a first down. It's first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats at the Mountain Grove 5-yard line.
Boy, we have seen it all in this game. Running the ball, passing the ball.
Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. Come to the line. 14 seconds on the play clock. Bobcats give it to Boyce. Boyce running over the right side. We got a penalty flag down after the play. It was about a 1-yard pickup. See what the preliminary call is, holding against the Bobcats. That makes things a little more difficult. Bobcats will have it. First and goal from about the 15 after the penalty is marked off. Still doable, but it makes it more difficult. We're down to 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats on the move against this Mountain Grove defense. They are looking for a go-ahead touchdown, trailing at this point 22-20. I think with that said, you get a touchdown, you've got to go for two.
Yeah, I think so.
Make up that two-point differential. But you got to get there first. First and goal to go from the 15. Harris up under center. Bobcats in a power eye. Give it to Cordell. Cordell's hit and going to be dropped. That play went for nothing. Matter of fact, that play loses yardage. They're going to mark him down at the 22-yard line. That play loses 7 yards. I mean, Cordell had nowhere to go. And Mountain Grove brought the farm on that one. They brought everybody on the blitz. They said, you're not going any further. They are obviously in four-down territory here, inside the 20, or inside the 25 now. Back to the 22, second and goal to go from the 22-yard line. Bobcats break the huddle. They got White and Washington wide to the far side. Dawson Harrison, shotgun. Way back looking to throw, looking in the end zone. His man is open. Oh, and he overthrows it. Cordell running a post was open, got behind the defender, but the ball was overthrown. That'll make it third and goal to go. And I'm not so sure I wouldn't just run that same play.
I would.
Washington was open. The ball was thrown a little bit to his right. He was cut into the post, and the ball was thrown to the flag side. Those of you that really know football know what that means.
Yeah. Wouldn't bother me to see a tight end down the seam right here.
Well, there you go. Bobcats on a third down and goal from the 22. Harrison shotgun formation again. Good snap. Straight back was going to throw. Get some pressure. Time to dump it off, and the pass is knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Tried a little fullback screen to Dominic Boyce, and the defense was there to knock it down. It is fourth and goal to go from the 22-yard line. Boy, if the Bobcats don't score here, then the momentum shifts back over to the Mountain Grove side after the Bobcats have picked up the momentum by stopping Mountain Grove on the first drive of the second half. We're down to 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. Nobody scored yet in the second half. Mountain Grove maintaining that 22-20 lead. Bobcats late getting the play in. We're down to 6 seconds on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry. Down to 4 seconds, three. Harris up under center. Takes the snap. Got it off. Bobcats running reverse. And now Bobcats call a quick timeout. They thought the clock was going to run out. So a timeout on the field. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman in West Plains. We'll be back to Mountain Grove in just 30 seconds. On the Ecom Sports Network.
If you need to check your balance at midnight, activate your debit card on Sunday morning with Community First Banking's iTalk 24/7 telephone banking. Just pick up the phone anytime, anywhere. Check balances, manage your card, schedule payments, all with a simple call. Because they believe nothing should stand between you and your money, not even branch opening hours. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer is always here for you. Member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And back at Panther Stadium, we'll say thanks again to some more Bobcat boosters, including Dr. Langley and staff at Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, and the Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Burke Street. Down to this, 6 minutes and change the play in the third quarter. Thayer down by 2 points. They have the ball, fourth down, and goal to go from the 22. The holding penalty really hurts this drive. Bobcats trying to come up with something for a 22-yard touchdown. That's what they got to score or turn the ball over. Bobcats rolling Dawson Harris to his right. Looking to throw the football to the back of the end zone. This ball is knocked away and incomplete. Good play by Aiden Estep. And the pass was incomplete. And I think Harris had one man on his mind, and that was to throw it to Washington. Now the officials warning the Mountain Grove Panthers down there in the end zone to stop the tarnish. I thought that should have drawn a penalty flag, but it does not. It'll be Mountain Grove Panther ball, first and 10. The Panthers have held the Bobcats, who had it first and goal to go from the 5-yard line. And now you can feel that momentum shifting back to the Mountain Grove sideline after the stop. So both teams have had the ball in the third quarter. Both teams have gotten a stop defensively. Second possession of the quarter for Mountain Grove. They send the man in motion, give it to Curtis, running up in the middle. Bobcats stack him up, but he powers his way out across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. Going to be about a 4-yard pickup for Curtis running up in the middle, the big fullback from Mountain Grove. And he has a load, not real big, 170 pounds, but he is strong. Gonzalez in on the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats along with Maddox Underwood. Second down and a short 5 here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Bobcat defense looking to get a stop again. Curtis, the lone set back in the double wing, and he breaks the tackle at the line, gets out to the 30-yard line. He'll be brought down after about a 2-yard pickup. And Curtis will pick up 2 on the play. Bring up a 3rd down and short for Mountain Grove. So both defenses are getting it done here in this third quarter. Actually, it's going to be only about a yard. Give him close to 1. Well, give him 2 on that play. 3rd down and 1 for Mountain Grove. And I'm thinking they might be in 4 down territory. Although they're at their own end of the field at the 31-yard line. Golden in motion to give it to Curtis again. No, the quarterback keeps it. He's got the first down and brought down at the 39-yard line. Good pursuit there by Washington for the Thayer Bobcats. Tommy Poole was there as well, but it's a first down on a 7-yard pickup for Aiden Eastep out to the 40-yard line. Mountain Grove moves the chains. Again, neither team has scored here in the third quarter. We're down to 4:46 to play. Mountain Grove. They first and 10, new set of downs, getting a play in from the sideline. And they're getting where they're getting a little short on time. Still, the play has not been signaled in. They're down to 10 seconds on the play clock. So they have to hurry. They get the line. Everybody gets set with 5. Golden in motion to get to Curtis again, running up in the middle. Bobcats will stack him up. And the Bobcats make the play. That was, who was that making the big play? Was that Crowder?
I believe that was Crowder.
And number 66 for the Thayer Bobcats making the stop in the middle. That is Connor Crowder, the big sophomore who has really come a long way this year.
Yes, he has.
Pick up a 3 on the play, makes a 2nd down and 7 for Mountain Grove from their own 43-yard line. Eastep, under center, double wing formation. Turn, gives it to Curtis. Curtis running over the left side. Not much there. Picks up about 2. That'll make it 3rd down and 5 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Again, Crowder is there on the play. And a host of Bobcats, including Dominic Boyce, number 24. So Mountain Grove with a 3rd down and long here. 3rd down about 5. Counting down to a 3.5-minute mark to go here in the third quarter. Again, neither team has scored in this third period. 22-20, Mountain Grove still leads. And a big 3rd down play here. Eastep gives it in the middle, and Curtis didn't get much. Maybe a yard on the play, 2. So, decision time for Mountain Grove. Ball near midfield. And Mountain Grove, you're going to go for it, you're going to punt. You can flip the field here if you punt. Or you can give the Bobcats the ball at midfield if you don't get a 1st down. Eastep, the quarterback. And it looks like they're going to be in punt formation. I don't think Bobcats believe it. Cordell's not going very deep. Eastep. Back there looking to kick. No, he's looking to run. He cuts it upfield, and he is going to be out of bounds. He'll depend on the mark. They're going to mark him short. He is short of the 1st down marker. He had to get right to the 50, and they're marking him down at the 49. The official's looking at it. Why would you have to measure it? It's an artificial field. It's an artificial turf. If the ball's not touching the 50-yard line, it's not a 1st down. I think the officials want to measure. We can't see exactly where the ball sits because the Mountain Grove team is right there. But if this ball is short of the 50-yard line, it is not a 1st down. Unless they drew the lines crooked when they marked.
Well, it goes through that Panther head.
Yeah. I'll see what we've got. I thought the way the official was standing, it looked like it's going to be short, but this is a big play right here. No, and it is a 1st down. Well, Panthers get the 1st down by just inches. And again, see where they put the ball down at when they bring it back out to the hash mark. And they're going to put it down. See, they put it down short of the 50-yard line. There's no way that was a 1st down. Anyway, Panthers get a fresh set of downs at the 50-yard line, 1st and 10 on the scamper. 5-yard run for Aiden Eastep, their quarterback. Got Curtis in the backfield, double wing formation. Curtis has got it again. Got a little room this time. Cuts it out across the 45, down to the 43-yard line before he's brought down. That time it was Heath Combs making the stop for the Thayer Bobcats, but not before a good run. They gave him forward progress all the way to the 41. Brings up a 2nd down and 1 here. And we're down to 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Mountain Grove on the move. Bobcat defense trying to get a stop. Golden goes in motion to give to Curtis. No, he steps, going to keep it. He's got the first down and tripped up. Boy, did he hit hard at the 39-yard line. It'll be a 2-yard pickup for Aiden Eastep. Big tackle out there by the Thayer Bobcat. But Mountain Grove maintains possession on the first down inside the 40-yard line right at the 39. 2 minutes to play in the third. Clock running. Well, it's been a quick third quarter. We haven't seen a whole lot of clock stoppages.
Been a quick game.
It has been. First and 10, Mountain Grove with the Thayer 39-yard line. Eastep. And the man in motion gives the ball in the middle. No, going to keep it. Pitches it to Golden. Golden trying to get outside. Sidestep the tackler and he'll pick up about 5 yards on this play. Give him 6. Down to the 33-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll bring up a second down and about 4 for Mountain Grove. They lead at 22-20. A touchdown would make it an 8-point advantage. If they kick the extra point, could make it a 9-point game. It might go for 2 or make it 2 scores.
Yeah.
Second down and 4 here for Mountain Grove. Golden in motion. They get to Curtis in the middle. Curtis, little seam. He dives ahead to about the 30 to mark him down to 28. And a first down, Mountain Grove, on a second down and 7. So about 8 yards on the pickup for Curtis running right up the middle. That Bobcat defense got to be getting tired. They've been on the field for a long time this possession and in this third quarter. We're down to 1 minute to play in the third. Mountain Grove on the move to the Thayer 28-yard line. Eastep, again, up under center. Got Golden in motion. Eastep going to keep it, going to hit the line and dive ahead to about the 26-yard line. We mark down there after a 2-yard pickup, make a second down and long for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Second and 8. Nothing fancy this drive by Mountain Grove, just power football.
Now, they may be trying to lull the Bobcats to sleep to hit one over the top here in just a second.
Well, they did that earlier on the play to Murphy.
Yeah.
Mountain Grove getting the play in from the sidelines. It's a well-coached football team. Both these teams are well-coached. Coach Hancock does a great job at Thayer and his staff, and same way with Coach Fulford and his staff from Mountain Grove. Again, double wing formation on a second down and 8. Eastep gives to Curtis. Curtis breaks a tackle, breaks another, and finally brought down inside the 20. He's going to be very close to a first down for Mountain Grove. And this kid's too strong to arm tackle, and he went right through a couple of arm tackles there. Picks up the first down. It's first and 10 for Mountain Grove at the Thayer 18-yard line. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score, Mountain Grove 22, Thayer 20. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Okay, first and 10 for the Mountain Grove Panthers as we open the fourth quarter of play. They got the ball and the lead at the Bobcat 18-yard line. They take a pitch, give the ball an inside handoff, and this play is going to go inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. I believe that was number 22, Caden Murphy. Or was it Curtis?
I think it was Curtis.
Number 20, it was Curtis. So Curtis picks up 5 yards on the play to the 13. Mountain Grove can get a first down, obviously, without getting into the end zone. continuing to run time off the clock on this drive. They've had this ball for about 5 minutes.
Been a long drive.
Has been a long drive. They've done it all on the ground so far. So a second down and about six for Mountain Grove at the Thayer 13-yard line. They're going to give it to Curtis. Curtis is going to power down inside the 10. Surprised we don't have a personal foul right there for a hit. But Curtis is going to go for about 5 yards. I think they're going to mark him short of the first down marker. It'll bring up a second down, or third down, I'm sorry. Third down at about one.
Oh, they gave it to him.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow. So first and goal to go from the 8-yard line. I don't know about that. They had to get to the 13 and only at the 14. Anyway, first and goal to go, or the 9. First and goal to go, Mountain Grove. He step gives it to the second man through, and he is hit and dropped. The limit of progress. Curtis will pick up about one on the play. And what a hit by the Thayer Bobcat defense.
Couldn't figure that was.
I couldn't hear. There were two of them hit him at the same time and knocked him about 5 yards backwards. Good play there. I think Riley White was in on that play along with Cordell Washington. It'll be second and goal to go from the 9-yard line from Mountain Grove Panthers. Thayer Bobcats trying to throw up a brick wall here. Mountain Grove already leading by 2, 22-20, trying to add to that lead here as we open play in the fourth quarter. Mountain Grove going to have to hurry now. Play clock is down to 8 as they come to the line of scrimmage, down to 5. East step, got a man in motion, just a snap off. No, we're going to get a timeout called by Mountain Grove. They didn't think they were going to make it. Well, timeout on the field. 10-24 to play in the game. Thayer trails Mountain Grove 22-20, but the Panthers are knocking on the Bobcats' door. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
It's a second down and goal to go from the 9-yard line for Mountain Grove Panthers, who lead the Thayer Bobcats 22-20. As we play here in the fourth quarter, we're down to 10-24 to go. Panthers have to call a timeout to avoid a penalty there. Eastep up under center. They hand the ball to Curtis. No going to keep it. Pitches it to Golden. Ball is fumbled. Who got it? Mountain Grove says they got it, but they've got to move this ball back to where it was fumbled. You can't fumble a ball forward in football. It's got to go back to where, well, they're going to give it to them right there where they recovered it. So the play will end up going for about a 1 yard pickup. But what a hit for the Bobcats to force that ball out. The Panthers were right there to recover. It is third and goal to go from just outside the 8-yard line for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Certainly in four down territory here. Third and goal. Actually, they marked this ball back to the 10. So they're going to go back to where it was fumbled from. The officials did get it right. Third and goal to go from just outside the 10-yard line for Mountain Grove. Bobcat defense trying to throw up a brick wall here. Eastep under center. Got Gold in motion. Eastep back, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Stops. Throws this ball over the middle. It is touchdown, Mountain Grove. Who made that catch? Was that number one, Gardner, again? It was. Gardner makes the catch. I don't know how he did. Bobcats hit him while the ball was still in the air, and he came down with it. But Gardner makes the catch, comes with 9:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Mountain Grove up now by a score of 28-20, and they're going to kick the extra point. Bobcats need to get a block here. They need number 50. That is Damian Martin to miss this kick and kick it up, and it's right down the middle. It's good. So with the extra point, the Mountain Grove Panthers have taken a 9-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats with 9:21 to play in the game, 29-20. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Mountain Grove Panthers have just scored with 9:21 to play in the game and take a 9-point lead over the Thayer Bobcat. 29-20 is our score. Thayer set to receive the kick. They need a big return here by Cordell. Corbin Taylor is also back deep. Kick is going to go pretty much straight up. Taylor comes up and catches it to 30, returns it out to the 40, and still on his feet down the sideline, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown!
Corbin Taylor,
the Bobcat sophomore, number 10, with the touchdown. What a
play. That wasn't Corbin. Corbin's number 20.
Oh, is that number 10?
That's number 10.
That was Xavier Gonzalez.
Xavier Gonzalez
back, and a kickoff return for a touchdown. And boy, did that excite this Thayer Bobcat crowd. It's a ball game again, folks. Thayer with a touchdown pulls to within 29-26. Wow. And I think Thayer, the way they're taking their time here, they're going to go for two on this extra point try. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Down to 19 seconds on the play clock. We're going to have to hurry, get this thing in the center. Dawson Harris, the quarterback, is in. And now the Bobcats are going to call a timeout. Down to 10 seconds, 9 seconds. They didn't call a timeout, but they get another player in, so they got 11. They run to the line with 4 seconds. 2-point conversion try. Harris up under center. Power eye. Oh, and the Bobcats jump. Bobcats are trying to get the playoff before the clock hit zero on the play clock. And, boy, the Bobcat coaches are upset they didn't get that play call and get to the line. That'll back them up 5. Now it'll be a 2-point conversion try from the 8-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to get within 1 in this game. That touchdown, that kickoff return by... And I didn't know he was that fast.
I didn't either. We see him lay hits on people. We don't get to see him run that much.
Xavier Gonzalez with the touchdown. And Bobcats going for 2 here, and it's going to go. It's going to be snuffed out. Dawson Harris wanted to throw the ball. He gets sacked, so the 2-point conversion is no good. And it's fireworks here at Panther Stadium. Thayer back to within 3, 29-26, with 9:10 to play in the game. Bobcats getting set for a kickoff. And we'll just kind of keep it right here. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Mr. Dent in West Plains, Dustin Walters over at Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, along with the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer. And again, Xavier Gonzalez with a kickoff return, and that makes our score 29-26.
Yep.
Mountain Grove with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats, but what a game we have seen here tonight. Thayer down by 3, set to kick it off. I think it's too early for an onside kick try here. Still 9-10 to play in this quarter. And here the Bobcats going to kick it deep. Ball's going to be fielded at the 10-yard line by Eastep. Golden. Golden. Well, he's got a seam.
He got a block.
He got a block and he's down the sideline. Cordell will take him down to the 35-yard line, but we've had back-to-back great kickoff returns. Cordell Washington saving a touchdown there as he caught Golden from behind and swiped his feet out from under him at the 35-yard line. So Mountain Grove back in business with the ball in Bobcat territory at the 35. That was just not very good kickoff coverage there.
No, it wasn't. And this defense, you know they're tired out there.
They have been on the field for a long time. Down to 9 minutes to play. Mountain Grove leads by three, but great field position here for the Panthers. If you're a Thayer Bobcat fan, you got to be hoping for a stop right here and or a turnover. And we've had zero turnovers in this game. Both teams have played well. First and 10, Mountain Grove. He steps on every play. Offense and defense, he's got it. He gives it to Curtis. Curtis running up the middle. Bobcats hit him at the line and bring him down immediately. He's Combs there to make the play. Heath Crawford never would have made that play. Heath might be out there listening right now, but he never would have made that play. Second down and 8 after a 2-yard pickup, after a good defensive play there by Heath Combs, who is playing with a cast on his hand, playing with a broken finger. Second down and long, Mountain Grove. Single wing formation to give to the wingman. That is Murphy, number 22, and he is stacked up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be a 2-yard loss for number 22, Murphy. Bobcats had that play sniffed out. And they'll bring it a 3rd down and 10 for Mountain Grove at the Bobcat 35-yard line. Are they in 4-down territory? I think they are.
I think they are.
I mean, they went for it on a 4th and 7 at midfield, and they converted on that touchdown drive. A Thayer defense with a big play facing them here. 3rd down and 10. 7:55 to play in the game. Bobcats need the ball and a touchdown to come back and win this game. See what's going here. E-step up under center. Straight back looking to throw the football. Now looking to run. He's going to cut it upfield, and he's going to get a 1st down. He's down to a 20. What a move all the way down to a 10-yard line before his feet are cut out from under him out of bounds at about the 8-yard line.
22 yards.
22 yards on the run for E-Step, and boy, he is cagey when he gets to the open field.
Yes, he is.
Hard to follow, and he's extremely fast. It'll be 1st and goal to go, Mountain Grove, at the 9-yard line, where they marked him out of bounds. There, Bobcat defense got to be winded out there. 1st and goal to go, Mountain Grove, got Golden in motion. Quarterback gives to Curtis. Curtis dives down to the 5-yard line. He'll pick up 4 yards on the play. How many yards is that for Curtis now?
97 on 27 carries.
27 carries for 97 yards. Bobcats has done a nice job stopping one of the best running backs in the SCA, if not the best.
Yeah.
He only needed about 150 yards coming in tonight to go to 1,000 yards in 9 games.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. Well, 2nd and goal to go from the 5-yard line. Again, Bobcat defense looking to knock the ball out or get something to get it back here. E-step under center. Hands to Curtis. So E-step's going to keep it. He got out of a tackle, reverses field, and goes into the end zone for the touchdown. What a run by the defending back of the year in the SCA. Quarterback Aiden E-step scores on a 5-yard touchdown run. That touchdown coming with 6:39 to play in the game. So Mountain Grove now up by 9 again. An opportunity. Well, it's already a 2-score game. Doesn't matter if you get 2 here, make it 11, or if you just go for the 1 and make it 10, because they are still faced with a 2-score deficit. And down to 6:39 to play in the game. And it looks like Mountain Grove going to kick for the extra point. Ball back. Oh, E-Step picks it up and is going to try and run for it. He's going to get sacked all the way back at the 15-yard line. Cordell Washington with a big tackle on E-Step. Mountain Grove fans wanted a penalty, but that's not a penalty. And the score remains 35-26.
That judge just threw a penalty flag.
You're kidding. No, they threw a sideline warning on Mountain Grove. Well, a sideline warning called on Mountain Grove. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back in 30 with the kick on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, best price.
And, hey, we are Howe County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubel Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, last time Mountain Grove kicked off at Thayer, Xavier Gonzalez went 90 yards for a touchdown on the kickoff return. Mountain Grove set the kickoff again at the scoring touchdown. This time they kick a squib along the line. Bobcats fielded at the 30. That is Corbin Taylor. Rowan Johnson. Rowan Johnson finally going to be brought down. There are a lot of juking and jiving out there. He's brought down to 32-yard line. And that's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it, first and 10, down by 9. Thayer Bobcats have to score twice in the final 6.5 minutes of this game. Bobcats have scored one touchdown in the second half. It was the 90-yard kickoff return by Xavier Gonzalez. Mount Grove has scored two touchdowns. Last one, Eastep, a 5-yard run. Extra point, no good. Keeps it a 9-point game, but there are no 9-point plays in football. Most you can get out of one touchdown is 8. So a 2-possession game here. So Thayer needs a big play, Catman Adams.
Yes, they do.
Dawson Harris, in a quarterback, he's in shotgun formation. Got a man going in motion behind the play and takes the handoff. No, he gives the handoff to Boyce. Boyce around the left side is going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. Actually, all the way out to 40-something. And Mountain Grove says they got the ball. They do. Boyce fumbled the football. Mountain Grove recovers at the Thayer 43-yard line. Well, there's the turnover. Dominic Boyce trying to make something happen over the left side, tossed up the ball, and Mountain Grove takes over with 6:21 to play in the game, leading by 9. Well, now if you're Thayer and the Bobcats, defense has got to get something done here. They got to start punching at the ball, something to get the ball back for the offense. Down by 9. Eastep up under center. Bobcat defense has been on the field almost the entire second half. And there's a run by Curtis, going to pick up a couple, running over the right side. Xavier Gonzalez comes up to make the stop with Thayer. It'll be about a 2-yard pickup for Curtis. Second down and about 8 yards to go here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Clock running, under 6 minutes to go in the game. Thayer needs the ball back. They've got to get a stop here, Statman Adam.
Yes, they do.
To have any chance in this game, got to get the ball back. They need a turnover. Double wing formation. Eastep gives the ball to Curtis. No, Eastep keeps it. Now pitches to Golden. Golden dives ahead. It'll pick up a first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers, I do believe. Now, Marker just passed the first, or is it past the first down, Marker? We'll see. Officials are eyeballing it. They'll put the ball down and take a look. And it is a first down, 8-yard pickup. Got it by about the length of the football. Well, Golden off the pitch. They like to run that play. Put him in motion, pitch it to him out on the corner. Down to 5.5 minutes to play in this football game. Thayer down by 9, 35-26 at Mountain Grove in what's been a great football game. First and 10, Panthers inside the Bobcat 35. Here's a gift to Curtis. Curtis tripped up, but not before he picks up about 6 yards, and the Bobcat defense is just wore out. They have been on the field almost this entire second half.
Yeah, they really have.
You stop and think about it, Bobcats haven't done anything offensively. The only touchdown came on a kickoff return.
Yeah, the Thayer Bobcats have run 10 plays.
Mount Grove has run a bunch. Second down and 5 after the 5-yard pickup for Curtis on that play. Mountain Grove taking their time. Clock is running. Clock is their friend right now. It's the Bobcats' biggest enemy. Eastep under center. Gives the ball to Curtis. Running straight ahead. Breaks the tackle. Finally, Bobcats will bring him down at about the 21-yard line. It'll be a first down on a 7-yard pickup by Curtis right over the left side. Xavier Gonzalez and Cordell Washington there making the play for Thayer, along with some others. So another first down for Mountain Grove down to the Bobcat 22-yard line. They're not doing anything fancy. They're taking their time. and they're just methodically marching this ball down the field after the Bobcat fumble. Now, the 16 on the play clock, they are making a defensive substitution. I think somebody might have broken their helmet. Anyway, Bobcats makes a substitution. Bobcats trying to stand tall here. Here's Estep with the ball, gives it off to Curtis. Curtis trying to break it outside. The Bobcats will bring him down. That was Corbin Taylor making a touchdown-saving tackle at the 10-yard line. It'll be a 12-yard pickup for Curtis and a first down. Yeah, the Panther offense has just worn this Bobcat defense down in the second half. Bobcat fans look like, and I know there's still time to go in this game, but 3:52, Thayer needs two touchdowns. And they got to stop Mount Grove from scoring here, or it's a three-touchdown game.
Yeah. But what a game it's been.
Oh, fantastic game. First and goal to go for Mountain Grove, just inside the 10-yard line. Estep's going to keep it this time on the quarterback run over the left side. He'll pick up maybe a yard. Bobcats has done a pretty good job keeping Estep under control tonight. Now, he did have that nice run last time they had the ball, that five-yard run when they had him stopped on the right side. He reversed field and went in for the touchdown. That was as pretty a run as you'll ever see. And, again, Mount Grove taking their time offensively here. We're down to, 3 minutes to play in the game. Mountain Grove leads it by 9, threatening to score again. Second and goal from the 9-yard line. They wouldn't mind taking all 4 plays here to score. Estep going to give it to Curtis. Curtis over the right side into the end zone for a touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run for Curtis. And the Mountain Grove Panthers lead it now by a score of 41-26. With the extra point try still to come. Now, folks are going to go, well, Mount Grove took care of y'all, didn't they? Well, this day was a 22-20 game at halftime. They are just run out of gas here in the second half, and the turnover really hurt a few minutes ago. Mount Grove on to attempt the extra point, trying to make it a 42-26 lead. High kick. Bobcats almost got there to block it, but it's up and through. The extra point is good. That makes our score 42-26. Mountain Grove with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
You know what loyalty looks like. It's showing up on Friday nights, cheering in the stands, and backing your team through every quarter. At Southern Bank, we show up for you with the same dedication. Your first checking account, your first home, growing your business from the ground up. We're here because we're from here too. We're committed to helping you succeed right where you are. Southern Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Our score now 42-26. Thayer Bobcats trail the Mountain Grove Panthers. He just scored on a 9-yard touchdown run by Curtis. Bobcats set to receive the kick, and it's a short kick. It'll be fielded by the Bobcats at the 37-yard line. How is that not a penalty right in front of the side judge? After the play was over,
he's warning him.
Cashton Ming got nailed by a Mount Grove Panther. Well, you don't warn him, you throw a penalty flag.
A penalty flag. That is the warning.
Yeah, that was uncalled for. Anyway, Mountain Grove looks like they're going to improve to 8-1 after 9 weeks of football and will win the SCA championship for a second straight year.
Yep.
Thayer Bobcats will finish second in the conference unless they can put together a big final 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Dawson Harris sits up under center. Quarterback gives a pitch to Cordell Washington. Cordell looking to cut outside, back inside, to the 45 and brought down there. All that for about a 2-yard pickup. Oh, I'm sorry. He's to the 45. That's a 7-yard pickup. That's a little better. Mountain Grove. Bobcat fans wanted a flag for a late hit. Not going to get it from this crew. Second down at about 3 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats, looking for a first down. 2:17 to go in the game. You know Thayer wants to score another touchdown. Here's Rowan Johnson checking in. Tommy Poole checks out for Thayer. And that usually would mean, I think, we're going to throw the ball. Riley Riley White going wide to the far side. Bobcats with three receivers in a bunch off the left end. Dawson Harris pitches it to Cordell Washington. Cordell looking to throw the football. Riley White is open. He makes the catch at the 20. He's brought down at the 12-yard line. What a play. Bobcats on a halfback pass. That play goes for 10, 20, 30, 42 yards and a first down. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic and the Bayer Bobcats. Threatening to put one in the end zone here. Climb a little closer. These Bobcats, and that's good to see. That means they have not given up
this
game. They
have not given up at all.
Cordell Washington to Riley White, streaking down the left sideline. Bayer, first and 10 from the 13-yard line. They hand it to Tommy Poole. Poole cuts it back inside. He's down to the 5. They'll pick up almost 8 yards on that play. Tommy Poole running hard for the Bobcats, the Bobcat junior tailback. He'll pick up about 8. Yeah, about 8 on the play. Second down and a long 2 for the Bayer Bobcats. Down to a minute 27 to play in the game. Bayer split backfield. 2 receivers wide near side. Running to left. Gave it to Poole. Poole hit at the line. That'll be stacked up right there. Maybe picks up a yard. It'll bring up a 3rd down and about 1 for the touchdown. And the Bobcats call a timeout. With a minute 12 to play in the game, Thayer trails Mountain Grove 42-26. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, a minute 12 left in the football game. Thayer Bobcats trying to get another touchdown here. They trail Mountain Grove 42-26. Take a miracle for the Bobcats to win this thing, but a touchdown here would certainly help. Then you've got to recover an onside kick. Got to score quick and then recover another onside kick.
Yeah.
There we go. Bobcats in a power eye formation. Dawson Harris gives up in the middle and a touchdown. No, they're going to mark the ball carrier down at the half-yard line. It'll be a first down on the play. I didn't see. Was it Dominic? Yeah, Dominic Boyce carried it down to the 1. It is first and goal to go from the 1-yard line. Clock running down to a minute 5 to play in the game. They are quick to the line. Oh, and Mountain Grove just jumped. Going to be Bobcats with a first and goal to go from about the 6-inch line. Penalty is going to be half the distance to the goal line. The official's having to measure it with his foot. Wow. Bobcats with a first and goal to go inside the 1-foot line. About the length of the football is what they got to go. Power eye formation. They turn. They pitch it to Cordell, running to the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats with 53 seconds to go in the game. Cordell Washington with a 1-yard touchdown run. The Thayer Bobcats back within 10 now at 42-32 with 53 seconds left to play. And I think you've got to go for 2 here. You get a 2-point conversion, makes it an 8-point game. You get an onside kick, and you still got an opportunity to tie this game.
Yeah.
Never give up. Thayer Bobcats going to go for 2, trying to make it an 8-point differential. Split backfield. Now Cordell Washington going in motion to the far side. Bobcats go to Tommy Poole. Into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Bobcats on the 2-point conversion by Tommy Poole make it a 42-34 game. Thayer trailing by 8. And folks, I got a thinking that we're going to get a onside kick try here by the Thayer Bobcats, who have had only 1 all year, and they recovered.
Yeah.
Remember that one? It was Cordell Washington. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He kicked it and then outran everybody to the ball to recover it. And I don't think it was on purpose. I think he just missed the ball when he went to kick it. I haven't asked Cordell about that yet. I need to ask him about that. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats back to within 8 here. 42-34. After no touchdowns in the third quarter, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. What a game.
Gardner scored one for Thayer. Gonzalez, or for Mountain Grove, Gonzalez, one for Thayer. Estep and Curtis, one apiece. And then Washington scores on that one. By the way, every touchdown the Thayer Bobcats scores, Thayer Dental Care donates $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And the Bobcats has scored, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tonight, so another $250. Thank you, Dr. Patel and staff at Thayer Dental Care. All right, Bobcats, set up here. Will it be an onside kick? You got to think it is. Cordell comes to the ball, kicks this on the ground, bounces up on Mountain Grove, recovers. Nice play. Number three, Brett Gardner. Caught it in the air and downs it. And now Mountain Grove have the ball at their own 47-yard line, first and 10. Game on the line here. I believe Mountain Grove has two timeouts remaining. Oh, we're going to get an illegal procedure call against Thayer. So if they would have recovered it, it would have come back. But the way it is, Mountain Grove will decline it, and the Panthers can pretty much run out the clock here. 51 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Thayer down by 8, needing the football. Mountain Grove, they're setting up in victory formation. They'll have to snap it twice. Now, Thayer does have timeouts. They could use them, but I don't think they will. And there's Estep taking a knee on the snap with 48 seconds to go. Yeah, I think they're going to let this one just run out. Players starting to shake hands. Big Zeb Dubois shaking hands with the offensive lineman. Big number 63 for Mountain Grove. That kid is Peyton Meddy, 6 foot, 225-pounder. Those two have been going at it head-to-head all night long. Mountain Grove with a second down and 10. And, again, they take a knee. That one with 21 seconds to go, and that will be the final play of the game. And, folks, the Mountain Grove Panthers have held on to beat our Thayer Bobcats tonight. 42-34 is the final. But what a battle by these Mountain Grove Panthers and these Thayer Bobcats here tonight. This game was everything as advertised.
Yes, it was.
Maybe even a little better than advertised. And there's your final buzz.